yesterday we started talking about the sheep of Rava. Rava explains the Chachamim in the Mishnah, he's the third parish of the Chachamim, that the Chachamim hold that a sukkah that's taller than 20 yamis is psula. She says, Rava, why is that? Not because lo sholta ba'ena, not because you need sail sukkah in the karka of the sukkah, but rather because Basukas Teshu Shivas Yomim, the Torah says that you have to sit in a Dira Sarai. Malam Esimama are the most of Dirasa Diras Keva below Dira Sarai. And that's why it's possible. Explains the Gemara, it's not that it can't be Keva in the Defanas. You can make a Sukkah at a Mechitah Shabarzel. No one said that you can't have a Sukkah that's very strong. But the fact is, if it's taller than 20 Amis, it can't be a Dira Sarai, it has to be made Keva, and that's why it's going to be impossible. But the Gzeres HaKosov of Basugos Teishu Shivas Yomim is teaching us a Shir in the Gova. Shir in the Gova. It can be Keva, the Binyan can be Keva, but there's a Shir in the Gova that has to be Roy to be a Dira Sarai, and taller than 20 Amis, not Roy to be a Dira Sarai, it's got to be Keva, and that's why it's going to be possible. The Behuda argues against the Tanakam, against the Chacham. He holds that Sukkah even taller than 20 Amos is kosher. So the question is, how does he disagree? What does he hold? That's the Machlokas we've shown, and we started talking last time. The Rosh says Rabbi Yehuda holds that Af Diras Sarai. He's Machsha Af Bediras Keva, excuse me. Af Bediras Keva. Rabbi Yehuda holds Ben Diras Sarai, Ben Diras Keva. It's kosher. Right? You don't need, it doesn't have to be a Diras Keva. Right? It can be either or. It could be a Diras Sarai, it could be a Diras Keva, it could be flimsy, it could be strong. Either way, so that's why he says that taller than 20 Amos, even though it has to be a Diras Keva, that's kosher. Because he holds that even Diras Keva can be kosher as well. The Meiri in his first Yesh Mefarshim disagrees, and he says, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds it has to be Dafka Diras Keva. So if you make it taller than 20 Amos, by definition it's got to be Keva, so that's kosher. You make it less than 20 Amos, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to make it be'ofen, that it's going to be Keva. Because he holds Diras Keva be'in, it's got to be Keva. It's not that he's machsher after Diras Keva. He holds it dafka has to be Diras Keva. So in a circumstance, in a situation where you made it be'ofen, that it doesn't have to be Keva, you have to create, right? The Metzias, where Taka is Keva. So lower than 20 Amos doesn't have to be Keva, but you have to make it in such a way. You have to make it with materials and in such a way that it's very strong, that it's actually going to be a Diras Keva. He pointed out that the Korban Hasanul is very troubled with the Rosh. He says, Lechora, the Yesh Mefarshim in the Meiri is much more mistaber. Because the Gemara on Daf Zayin says, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Diras Keva Be'inan. Abayin, it's a Shita, right? A Shita out of this Shita. He says, a number of Tanoim hold that you need Diras Keva. Rabbi Yehuda is one of them. So Abayin is explaining Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He tells us Rabbi Yehuda holds Diras Keva Be'inan. So Lechora, the Rosh is very difficult. How can you say Rabbi Yehuda holds that Af Diras Keva is kosher? That's not what the Gemara of Zion says. It says Rabbi Yehuda holds Diras Keva Be'inan. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, we pointed out that the Ramban and the Melchamas and the Pnei Yeshua explains a little bit further. They say Lechora, the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is had a darshan apostle. The apostle says Basubas Teisha Shiras Yama. So what's the Machlokas? Diras Keva Be'inan, Diras Arai Be'inan. What's that Machlokas? Zok the Ramban, it's Machlokas how to understand the pasuk. Is the pasuk teaching me that you need a Diras Arai Dafka, or is it telling me that you need Diras Keva Dafka? You can learn the pasuk in different ways, as we described last time. So Lechor, according to the Rosh, we don't understand the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda has to darshan the pasuk in some way. What? So it's either or. It's either Diras Keva, it's Diras Arai. I mean, what is it? It's got to be either or. It can't be both. It can't be that both perushim fit into the pasuk. Lechor, it's either Diras Arai or Diras Keva. Not either or. Not both. And thirdly, we started to point out that it's not just Abaye who learns Rabbi Yehuda Diras Keva Be'inan. The Gemara seems to assume this Keseder in many different places. That Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan, Rabbi Yehuda is the Mara Deshmaitz who holds that you need it to be a Diras Keva. How so? Last time we mentioned the Gemara in Yuma, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether a Sukkah requires mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda holds it does, and the Chachamim say no. And we pask and it doesn't require mezuzah. You know, put up a mezuzah on the Sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda though holds that a sukkah does need a mezuzah. What's pshat? It says the Gemara, he goes with time, he assumes diras keva be'inan. So if diras keva be'inan, that means that the sukkah is a dira. If it's a dira, it needs a mezuzah. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom, for those who have seen this in the Kiyas, Gemara says that there are many halachas that are dependent on dira. a dira, a bayis, zuza, make, nigevatim. There are lots of halachas that are dependent on a bayis. So you got to define what is a bayis. The Yehuda says that it's got to be a diras keva to be called a bayis. It's got to be a diras keva to be called a bayis for mezuzah and for sukkah. So Zakta Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda assumes that since diras keva beina, you need a mezuzah on the sukkah. He holds it's a diras. If it's a diras, it requires a mezuzah. Mestama, he'd say, I'm not sure if there's a din of nigevatim in the sukkah. Okay, whatever. It needs a mezuzah because it's a diras keva. So l'chara, according to the Rosh, it's a pella. The Rosh says what? Rabbi Yehuda holds af diras keva kosher. A diras arai is also kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda l'fi the Rosh. So let's say you made your sukkah not ba'ofen shel keva. Would it need a mezuzah? Chara not. So how can the Gemara just say straight Rabbi Yehuda holds that its sukkah requires mezuzah? It's not true. If you made it keva, it needs a mezuzah. You made it arai, it doesn't need a mezuzah. It's not posik v'toni. It's not always true that sukkah, aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, has to be a diras keva. It can be a diras keva. It doesn't have to be a diras keva. So what's the Gemara and Yuma talking about? It always requires mezuzah. Why? You made it keva, so then it requires mezuzah. You need to make it keva. It doesn't require mezuzah. What's the Gemara? What's more, the Mishnah, at the beginning of the second parak, talks about what happens if you sleep underneath a bed in the sukkah, or if you eat underneath the bed. The case is sleeping, but eating would be the same. Hayoshin tachas amita besukkah. So Tanakhama says that you're not yotzi de chavasa. Lo yotzi de chavasa. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says, no'agin ayinu she'ayinu yishem tachas amita b'tnei hazakenim v'lo omer lamadaba. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can sleep under the mita and there's no problem. What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? What's the svara? So the Gemara in Chaf Aleph Amud Beis says, Rabbi Yehuda l'taim made the Amr sukkah diras keva beina, the havel emita diras arai, the sukkah ohel keva, v'lo osi ohel arai, mevatel ohel keva. Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah is a diras keva, sukkah diras keva beina. The mita is an ohel arai, it's temporary, the mita is movable, right? So after Rabbi Yehuda, if I sleep under the mita, don't think the mita is a hefsik between me and the sukkah. And ohel arai can't be mafsik in sukkah that's a diras keva. Arai is not going to be mafsik in keva. So Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah diras keva be'inan. The ohel arai is not going to be mafsik to prevent me from being yotzei my mitzvah sukkah. I really treat it as if I'm sitting under the sukkah. I'm sitting under the diras keva. Arai, there's a mita there. It's arai. It's flimsy. That's not, right? It's movable. That's not going to be mafsik between me and my sukkah. But just one second. What did I make the sukkah out of? If Rabbi Yehuda holds that sukkah kosher b'diras keva, it doesn't have to be a diras keva, but it can be a diras keva. So if I make it a diras keva, then I understand the ohel arai, the mita, is not going to be mafsik in my diras keva. But if I make it as a diras arai, not as a diras keva, if I make it flimsy, Rabbi Yehuda holds that's also kosher l'fi the rosh. So my mita should be mafsik then. My ohel arai can be mafsik in my sukkah. If my sukkah is not a diras keva, so why shouldn't the mita be mafsik? If I make my sukkah taka diras keva, then I understand the ohel arai is not going to be mafsik in the diras keva. If I make it arai, right? If it's a diras arai, if my sukkah is a diras arai, so the ohel arai can be mafsik in the diras arai. So again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that tachas amita is kosher. You can sleep under the mita. Is that always true? According to the Rosh, it's not always true. It's only true if you make the sukkah into a diras keva. If you don't make the sukkah into a diras keva, then you can't sleep under the mita. The mita is going to be mafsik. So what's the Gemara saying? Pilipon. Abaye seems to be a problem. He says, Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah diras keva be. But the Gemaras also seem to assume this way. Many Gemaras. It's not just the Gemara. Nav Zayin Amid Beis. Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah diras keva be'inan. So what's the Rosh talking about? Rabbi Yehuda is also machshir diras keva. It's not just also machshir diras keva. He holds it has to be diras keva. What's more, the fourth and final kasha. What do the Rabbanan hold? Rabbanan say sukkah is a diras arai. It's got to be made less than 20 amos, but often that you can make it a diras arai, right? That you could make it into a diras arai. According to the Chacham, can you make the sukkah diras keva? Can you make it strong? The Gemara Daf Beis seems to say yes. Right? The only halacha that they're arguing about is how tall the sukkah can be. The Chachamim say that it has to be below 20 amos because you have to make it in a way, you have to make it a height where it doesn't have to be keva. It could be a dir asara. But can you make a keva? Of course, the Chachamim hold even mechitza shel barzel, a kosher for the sukkah. So just one second. Let's say I made my sukkah ba'ofen shel keva. Would the Chachamim say that it's chayiv in mezuzah or not? We said Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue whether sukkah dir asarai or sukkah dir askeva. The Chacham hold diras arai, and that's why it doesn't need a mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda holds diras keva, that's why it doesn't need a mezuzah. Both shitas are shver. If you hold like the Rosh, Rabbi Yehuda claims that diras keva is also kosher. So just one second. If you make it a diras arai, it shouldn't require a mezuzah, because that's also kosher according to him. Lufi the Chachamim, a diras keva is kosher lekulayama, right? You have to make it a certain height that it could be a diras arai. If you make it that height, if it's below 20 amos, you can make it even out of mechitza shel barzel. So if I made my sukkah out of mechitza shel barzel, according to the Chacham, should it need a mezuzah or not? Chorit should, because it's keva. So what's going on? We don't understand either shita. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says you need a mezuzah, the Chacham say no, but it should all depend on how you made the sukkah. According to the Rosh, both hold that you can make the sukkah either way. You can make it arai, and you can make a keva. The Chacham hold has to be below 20 amos. Shkoich. But you can make it out of mechitza shel barzel if you want to. So why doesn't it need a mezuzah in that case? Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can make it diras keva. You can even make it above 20 amos. But you can make it flimsy too. Right? You don't have to make it so strong. If it's below 20 amos, you can make it flimsy too. What's the problem? So does he always say that sukkah needs a mezuzah? Not necessarily. If it's a diras arai, it shouldn't need a mezuzah. What's going on over here? How do you understand this machlokas tanoim? Very difficult. It seems very difficult. Al karkach, what you have to say, according to the Rosh, is that diras arai, diras keva, is not defined by the physical structure. That's not the machlokas tanoim over here. The Yehuda and the Chachamim are arguing about the following. They're arguing, what is the shem sukkah? When I build a sukkah, what is its status? The Torah attributes a status to the sukkah. It has a din, no matter how I build it. The Chachamim say, sukkah diras arai, that means, basukah teshu shivas yomim, semi diras keva, sheva diras arai. That means that no matter how you build that sukkah, because it's only a sukkah for shiva, it's not a sukkah that's going to last more than shiva. That's what the Torah wants from us, basukah teshu, not toduru, like some of the Rishonim say. The sukkah gives, the Torah gives a sukkah a din arai, a shame arai. Yes, the sukkah is kosher even if you made it out of mechitza shel barzel, but even if the sukkah is made out of mechitza shel barzel, the Chacham hold it has a shame arai. It's a diras arai, it's not a diras keva. It has a shame arai. Physically, it might be keva. Physically, it might be made strong, but that doesn't change the shame of the sukkah. The chiddush of the Chachamim is that the Torah gave the sukkah a shem arai no matter how it's built, whether it's built arai or it's built keva. That's the yesod of the Gzeiras HaKosam. What gives it a shem arai according to the Chachamim? I'll tell you what. If you make it in a way that it can be a diras arai, meaning if you make it less than 20 amos, that's all the Chachamim require of you. Torah says that if it's made less than 20 amas, it can be a diras arai. It doesn't have to be made keva. Then it has a shame arai no matter how you make it. Whether you make it flimsy, or you make it out of mechitza shel barzel, as long as it's below 20 amas. The shame arai, according to the Chachamim, is nikva, based on the height of the sukkah. If you make it in a way that it could be a diras arai, you make it below 20 amas, it could be a flimsy structure, it has a shame arai no matter how you make it. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, disagrees. And he says that the sukkah has a shem keva. The Torah gives the sukkah a shem keva, no matter how it's made. This is lefi the Rosh, right? It gives it a shem keva. It doesn't matter how you make it. If you make it ba'ofen shel keva, you make it above 20 amos, okay, of course it has a shem keva. You make it below 20 amos with mechitza shel barzel, Yehuda will say, of course it has a shem keva. Zok Rebbe Yehuda, but it doesn't have to be made ba'ofen shel keva to have a shem keva. The Torah gives it a shem keva. It's a diras keva, even if I make it with a flimsy structure below 20 amos. Because the Torah wants it to be keva. But does he see this, that the Torah gives the sukkah a shem keva? What do you think? What's the mocha for such an idea? So Efsha, I think some of you mentioned this last time. Teishu Kein Tadur, right? Teishu Kein Tadur. We know that the yeshiva's gavra is supposed to be Ba'ofen Shel Keva, right? Beiso Arai, Sukkaso Keva. You're supposed to sit in the sukkah Ba'ofen Shel Keva. You're supposed to do everything in the sukkah. It should be a yeshiva's keva in the sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda might learn that Teishu Kein Taduru means that the Torah wants the sukkah to be treated as your diras keva. That's where you're supposed to live. So because that's where you're supposed to live, the Torah gives the sukkah a status of keva. Doesn't matter how it's made. It could be made in a flimsy way, but the Torah gives it a status of keva. L'may nafkamina, what is just semantics. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. It needs a mezuzah. But it could be a diras arai. No, it doesn't matter. It has a shame keva. Because that's where you're supposed to be koveya, your yeshiva, for the 7 days of sukkah is. It has a shame keva. Zokter Behuda, by the same token, lo osi ohel arai levato diras keva. Yoshin tacha samito, yeah, that's fine. Shouldn't it depend how I build my sukkah? No, he says, it doesn't matter. It always has a shame keva. That's where the Torah wants you to live. The Torah wants you to make the sukkah your makom keva. And the Torah gives the sukkah a shame diras keva. Because it has a shame diras keva, the ohel arai of the mita is not going to be mavatel, the diras keva. And that's why you can sit under the mita, and it's really treated as though you're sitting under the sukkah. So it comes out that the Rosh Taka might be correct. Rabbi Yehuda might hold, doesn't matter how you build a sukkah. It could be built by ofen arai, it could be built by ofen keva. It has a shame keva. That's the yesod of his shita, the diras keva be'ina. And that's why the oil of the meat is not going to be mevatel the shame sukkah. And that's why it's chayiv in mezuzah as well. Akiva.
That raya sounded like he was talking about metzias of keva being mevatel metzias of arai.
Does the Gemara use the word metzias?
Well, it says
lo osi ohel arai mevatel ohel keva.
I think they're both equals, and just like this is really arai, this is really keva. Otherwise, why do I even need a case of an ohel? Why wouldn't my arai be just build a bed so that's arai and it's automatically keva?
Just 1 second. He didn't tell you what the sukkah is built out of. He's telling you
that
there's a meat. He said he didn't say it's a keva sukkah. He says lo osi ohel arai umavatel ohel keva. He didn't tell you why it's an ohel keva. I'll tell you why. Because the Torah gave it a shame keva, no matter what it's built from. He didn't tell you what the sukkah is built from. I don't think it matters according to the Rosh.
Why do I need this case of an ohel arai above?
It's a din. The din arai of the meat is not going to be mavatel. The din keva of the sukkah.
Why is it only a din keva?
Why is it only a din keva? No, I'm saying it's a din keva, even if it's made ba'ofen arai, it still has a din keva. That's my chiddush.
So wouldn't it make more sense to include that in to strengthen the
It's not necessary. The sukkah always has a din keva, so nothing's... No ohel arai is going to be able to be mevatel this din keva.
You never explained that part.
I think the Gemara is pretty clear. I think the Gemara, and just in case you think the Gemara is not clear, the Rishonu fill us in. Which Rishon fills us in? Tosus HaRosh. That's exactly what the Tosus HaRosh says. Let's look at the Tosus HaRosh together. You know, before we look at the Tosus HaRosh, let's look back at the Ritfus Tosfus that we were pilfering with yesterday. I think in light of what we're describing over here, that Tosfus takes on greater meaning. Let's move back to that Ritfa, and then we'll look in the Tosus HaRosh. If you have a Kovetz, please look on with me. How does the Ritva understand the Chachamim Shita? So we said that the Ritva writes that taller than 20 amos you can make the sukkah diras arai, but it's not darko b'kach. It's a batla daito eitzel kol adam. That's how the Ritva learns. Right? The Chachamim say sukkah is a diras arai. That means that it has to be made at a height that it can be a diras arai. It should be made at a height that it's normal to make it into a diras arai. But if you make it a diras arai taller than 20 amos, it's not normal, you're not going to be old. That's the chachamim, lefi the ritva. Aval the tosis kosu, tosis learns differently. Mala me'esim ama, eina ela keva. Eina ela keva. Afilu hi ru'ua ma'od. Even if you made it ba'ofen shel arai, you made it very flimsy. Eina ela keva. Taller than 20 amos, it's only keva. Shagova oso sokeva. Adkan. The height, according to the Tosas that the Ritva is quoting, the height makes it into keva. So we don't understand what's he talking about. the height makes it keva. It's a dira sarai. It is flimsy, but the height makes it keva. So I asked, it gives it a din keva? Yes. The chachamim hold the sukkah has to have a din arai. So according to the Tosis that the Ritva quotes, taller than 20 amas automatically gives the sukkah a din keva. Since it's not normal to make it a dira sarai taller than 20 amas, by nature, right, the nature of the height gives it, the kova gives it a din keva, even if you made it ru'ua mod, even if you made it very weak. Because nachamo, the chachamim hold that dira sarai is not a function of how you made the sukkah. It's a function of the din that the Torah gives it. So he's just reading. He's reading into the Tosa, reading into the Chachamim and saying that if it's too tall, by definition it has a din keva. Right? The Chachamim hold that the sukkah has to have a din arai. So it should have a din arai no matter how you make it. No, taller than 20 hours by definition has a din keva. And that's the psul according to the Chachamim. That's what you wanted to say, Sam? Good. Right? Has a din keva taller than 20 hours. Rabbi Huda, by contrast, holds that a sukkah always has a din keva, whether it's made as a diras arai or made as a diras keva. Doesn't matter what the physical structure is, it always has a din keva. And that's why the oel arai, the mita, is not going to be mevatel. That's why it needs a mezuzah. This is how the Tosa Rosh understands. We'll turn to the Tosa Rosh for a moment on Daf Zayin Amid Beis. Perush says the Rosh. Kaven de yochel lasos diras keva, im kain kol diras sukra mikri keva. Hilkach lo osi ohel arai umavatel diras keva. What's the Rosh saying? Kaven the yochel lasso sukkah diras keva. Rabbi Huda holds you can make a sukkah diras keva, even taller than 20 amas, where it must be made keva. Im kain kol diras sukkah mikri keva. Kol diras sukkah mikri keva. What does that mean? All diras sukkah, arai keva. It doesn't matter how you made it physically. Kol dira sukkah mikri keva. It has a din keva. It's a brisket tosis a rashi. You didn't know the tosis a rashi lived in brisk. Kol sukkah mikri keva. What does that mean? Kol sukkah mikri keva. Shouldn't depend on how it's built. No, the Rosh says that's Rabbi Huda shita. Sukkah diras keva. The Torah gives the sukkah a shem keva. You want to explain the way we did that? The Torah wants you to make it into your diras keva. Like that's where you should live. So the Torah gives it that shem. It gives it that status. Mikri keva, it's called keva. It doesn't matter how you physically made it. It's always called keva. So if it's always called keva, then we understand that the ol arai of the mita is not going to be mevatel, the diras keva, the sukkah. No matter how it's made, whether it's made arai, whether it's made keva, it's always going to be called keva. Tisha.
If all sukkahs are
going
to have keva, what is he coming to be my when he says ba'ina, like diras keva ba'ina?
The word ba'ina, it's a good kasha. The word ba'ina, what does that mean? Diras keva ba'ina. That means that the Torah wants you to live in a diras keva, wants you to make the sukkah into a diras keva. So that's why it gives the shem keva to the sukkah. I hear you, it's a good kasha. I mean, it is a tough read in the word be'ina. You gotta push it in there. But the Gemara seemed to imply that that's what Rabbi Huda holds, right? Mita, yashin pachas, amita, mezuzah. I mean, you have to say that, because if not, according to the Rosh, the carbon asanos kasha is a good kasha. Right, but that's it's an excellent point what you're making. Who's this? Yes, Yom Tov.
If I understood it very correctly, is it possible to say without already answered for the Chachamim? That's Mochav and what Rashi says.
Which Rashi?
The last Rashi.
I was saying in the Chachamim within Tosfos that the Ritva quotes.
Okay,
so let's see Rashi. Shaper Dom, Yidavadi Yesh Bechal Keva Arai, Barei Otsa Ketorah.
Even though it's you make it
l'shem
keva, you still call it arai.
Tosis is saying something else. He's saying that if you make it taller than 20 amis, then it's not arai, it's only keva. It has a din keva, right? Even though it is arai physically, it has a shem keva. Where does Rashi say that?
that even that, the latter part of the Gemara now.
Yeah, so he's saying taller than 20 amas by definition is going to have a din keva. That's the shot.
If a person makes a less than master amas,
right,
he can make lishim keva. Nevertheless, not enough. That he's still going to be okay. So like the, we asked
to share like so if it's the keva the chum should be part of the zuzlah, no.
Right.
So we say no. That's what the Rashi is going to tell us. No, even though he made it the keva, it's still a rai.
I don't know if Rashi says that it has a shame arai even if you make it keva. That's not his point. He's saying that you have to make it at a height that it could be a diras arai.
So when Rashi says like ketorah, what does that mean?
Says you did it ketorah because as long as you did it at a height that it could be a diras arai, even if you made it both in shokeva, that's still okay. That's included within the Torah. I think that's what Rashi means. Eitan?
How come Tosu say that even if it's Ra'ruah or whatever, that's still going to be good? That's
the Ritvus Tosus, yeah.
The Ritvus Tosus, yeah. That we're talking about, because Rashi says that Lamar.
Rashi, Tosu is not beholden to Rashi. That's no. Tosu's pshat is if it's taller than 20 amas, by definition, it has a shame keva.
I don't know, isn't the way that we meet the Gemara that if it's above 20 amas, then the whole problem with the Arai materials is that we'll have to, like, bolster it with stronger materials because it won't.
That's not what Tosus is saying.
He's saying
the Ritvus Tosus is saying even if you don't have the stronger materials, it has a din keva, it's not going to work. Even if the sukkah stands for a day, so you'd say I could let me sit in the sukkah. No, you can't. It has a din keva. If it's taller than 20, so it's not going
to
work.
But isn't it not going to last for 7 days? On is there a room where there needs to be needs
sukkah has to last for 7 days? That's a machlokas tanoim. The chachamim don't necessarily have to be beholden to that, right? Rebbe Lezer holds that sukkah has to stand for 7 days. The machlokas whether you can make a sukkah b'chol or shalmoi. Rebbe Lezer says no, and the chachamim say yes. Right, you don't have to make a sukkah for 7 days. Right, so these chachamim don't have to be beholden to that das yachid.
Didn't we say yesterday that the way that we understand
the Yehuda
is that
it has to be ra'uya only for 7 days, not for more than 7 days. But the question is, does it even have to be ra'uy for 7 days? Let's say I make it very flimsy. It can stand if there's no wind. No wind at all, it'll stand. But, you know, it's very flimsy. Would the Chachamim say that if it's taller than 20 amos but very flimsy, you can sit in it? The answer is no. Why? Zok the Tosfos, that the Ritva quotes, because it has a Shem Keva taller than 20, and that's it. There's nothing to talk about. The others would say, I don't know Shem Keva. The Torah apostles it. The Torah apostles it. Right? It's not going to stand, so therefore, it's possible. Not because it necessarily has a Shem Keva. Poshup Shani, it doesn't have a shame keva. If it's flimsy, it doesn't have a shame keva. Come to us and say, no, there's a shame keva, even though it's flimsy. Because it's made at a height that the height itself gives it a shame keva. Because it's a tall structure.
So how could this thing that we mentioned yesterday say that the way that we define keva is...
Peshu is learning differently. Okay. He's saying Arai and keva are defined by the physical structure. Right? But the Tosa Rosh and the Tosas that the Ritva quotes are not assuming like that. They hold Arai and Keva are not defined by the physical structure. They're defined by other things. The Chachamim say they're defined by the height of the sukkah. It has to be low enough that it could be a diras Arai. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's a shame Keva always because the Torah wants you to make your sukkah into a diras Keva. So therefore, it always has a shame Keva.
But wasn't his whole point that Keva is like. That you won't need to fix it at all during the 7 days. That's how you define keva.
That's the Pnei Yeshua.
Right. So,
but I'm not working with the Pnei Yeshua right now. I'm trying to explain the Rosh. So the Rosh obviously can't be beholden to the Pnei Yeshua. The Rosh is not going to learn like the Ramban in the Milchamas Hashem. Pnei Yeshua is working in tandem with the Ramban. The Rosh is giving a different pshat. So there are different approaches as to what the Diras Arai and the Diras Keva mean. Yeah.
Quick comment on Jesse's Har on the Gemara.
Yeah.
He said yesterday, Abai is making a statement about like six shitas at once. It's not a literal Diras Keva Abai.
It's not just Abai. The Gemara
right.
Says Kesei there in Yuma and later on.
It's compiling all of these different shitas. It's not a literal, and it's not just a statement attributed to only Rabbi Yehuda.
Right, but everyone. Jesse's kash is not just on the Gemara and the Zion. We also have Yoshin Tachas Amita, Mezuzah.
And all those halachos make sense in light of this.
Rabbi Yehuda Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. How do you understand the word Be'inan?
Kasha was specifically on the Be'inan. Yeah, Be'inan. Specifically on the Be'inan. Oh, the
Be'inan's
all over.
Be'inan's all over. It's all over. It's tattooed
do,
all over the Gemara.
We need it. We're saying, well, because we already have it, meaning we do need it. We need Keva. The Torah wants to be Keva, and we need Keva.
But that's not the Ikar of the Shita. The Ikar of the Shita is that it has a shame Keva even if you don't make it
right.
Keva. That's what's interesting. Doesn't fit so perfectly. It's glatt. It's not glatt v'chalak, but it's glatt. It's good. But the kasha is a good kasha. But I think the answer is, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Torah gives it a shen keva because it wants you to live in a diras keva. That's what be'ina means. Because it wants you to live in a diras keva, it gives it a shen keva no matter what the sukkah is made out of. Okay. Okay. Let's go vaita to the next makarish. Let's see Tosfos now. This is a world-famous Tosfos. Very, very famous, very important Tosfos. Important Lamaisa, important Mitzad Lomis. So what does the Gemara say? According to Ravan, right? The Chachamim hold Diras Arai Be'inan. So Ad Chof Amadad Amosa Diroso Diras Arai Ki Ovelay Diras Keva Nami Nofik. Lamal Mechof Amadad Amosa Diroso Diras Keva Ki Ovelay Diras Arai Nami Lo Nofik. You can't make the Sukkah a Diras Arai. Poshib Shad. Right? You can't make it a diras arai taller than 20 amas. So therefore, you're not going to be yotze. You're not going to be yotze. V'im tomar frek taisus and dibramas kopi. Kevin lo chashina ela shetei ru'uya la sosa arai v'av bisha oso so keva. What do the chachamim hold? They say that if you make the sukkah amachitza shabayza lower than 20 amas, it's kosher. Taller than 20 is psula. You have to make it a diras keva. So if you're not going to be yotze, but less than 20 amas, you can make it a diras arai. So the chacham say you are going to be yotze, even if you taka made it physically keva. You made it out of mechitza shel barzel. In Cain, amai omar gishalim simen klola b'chag. We know that rain on Yom Tov is a simen klola. That's why we only daven for rain at the end of the Yom Tov. We don't daven, right? Mashiv aruach mardagoshen. We don't switch. We don't daven tefilas geshem at the beginning of Yom Tov, only at the end, because it's a simen klola b'chag in Eretz Yisrael, at least. In Chutzlot, it's not a simen klola. It's normal to have rain in Chutzlot. It's September, October. Eretz Yisrael, it's not normal. So that's where it's a simen klola. So my omer gusham simen klola b'chag, v'alo yochol l'kvoa nesar b'masmeim shlo yerdu d'shamim b'sukkah. Can't you attach the schach with masmeirim, with nails, so that the sukkah will be protected from the rain. The rain won't come in. Geshamim is a simen klola b'chag. Fractais is if the chachamim hold that you can make your sukkah b'ofen shel keva. Diras arai b'ina doesn't mean it has to be arai. Just means it has to be efsher to be arai. You have to build a sukkah lower than 20 amas that you can make it a diras arai, but it doesn't actually have to be a diras arai. It could be made b'ofen shel keva. So then why is geshamim a simen klola b'chag? Make the schach in a way that's keva. Make a schach out of materials that could be arai, but you'll make it both in shel keva. According to the Chacham, that should be enough. Yochol yos arai should be kosher, even if you make it both in shel keva. What are you going to tell me? It's posel midrabbanan. Gzeras tikkur. What's gzeras tikkur? Whether you can be mesakech b'nesorin, it's very complicated. Right, we're talking about being mesakech with beams of wood. But the machlokas tanoim, the way the Gemara explains, machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what the tanoim are arguing about, it's complicated. Suffice it to say, everyone agrees that if you make the sukkah out of nesorin, out of beams that are four tefachim wide, it's definitely possible. For that is definitely a gzeiras tikkur. The question is, nesarim that are between three tefachim and four tefachim, according to one shita, that's where it gets cracked. But more than four, the pashup shot is everyone says that's going to be psula. I take it back. According to Rav, the machlokes is by nesarim that are four. According to Shmuel, everyone agrees if the Nesarim are four, then it's definitely going to be possible. Okay? What's the Gzeras Tikra? I don't necessarily have to be using planks throughout the whole sukkah. The point is these Nesarim, if I use planks, then the plank is Schach Possel. Because there's a Gzeras Tikra. We're afraid that if you use these planks, and normally you use planks to make your roof, you'll think that you can sit under the roof of your home. And that's definitely possible. The bias is a psul daraisa. The Torah says sukkah, not beisa. Right? The sukkah stays in Shiva's Yom, you're not allowed to sit in your home. So they all agree that there's some. It's a shaila whether they all agree over the Zeres Tikkur. But according to Shmuel, let's say, Shmuel says they all agree if the Nesarim are four tefachim wide, then there's a Zeres Tikkur. Beis is definitely a psul d'oraisa. You can't sit in your home. That's your home that you sit the whole year. It has to be a temporary structure. It has to be a temporary structure. It could be made well, but it's got to be temporary. It can't be like a bais. Nisorim, there's a gzera that you might come to sit under the tikra of your home. That's definitely a psul d'oraisa. So what are you going to tell me if you're koveya the nisorim b'masmeir? Let's say you're not using nisorim that are four tefachim wide. You're using, I don't know, bamboo. Well, you're using the sarim that are one tefach wide. They're very small, but you're going to be koveya b'masmeir. You're going to nail them in together so that the geshamim can't come into the sukkah, can't rain into the sukkah. So you'll say, oh, that's possible with the rabbanim. Right? That's possible because of gzeras tikra. So Zok Tosis, that's not going to answer the question. What's the kasha? And if you can be koveya the schach b'masmeir, so why is geshamim b'simen klal b'chag? You can arrange it, you can engineer the situation that it's not going to rain into the sukkah. So why is it such a simen klal? Since the psul is only a psul d'rabbanan, it's only a gzeiras tikra, you're not using the sarim, the taka would be, you're not using tikras basler, you're just using the sarim, you're using planks, but you're not using the tikra of your home, you're not actually sitting in your home. It's not a psul d'rais, it's only a psul d'rabbanan otu that you might sit in your bites. A psul d'rabbanan doesn't make simen klala. Says Tosis. A psul d'rabbanan can't make a simen klala. A simen klala means me'ikar adin, the sukkah is possible. It's only a psul d'rabbanan machmas gzera sticker that can't make a simen klala. So why tak is gishang simen klala? The chachamim hold that dira sarai be'ina doesn't mean dira sarai mamish. You don't need a dira sarai. It means it has to be possible to make it a dira sarai. It has to be lower than 20 amas. That if you wanted to make it b'ofen shel arai, you could do that. But then, why is the Shema Simen Klala? You can arrange the sack in such a way that it's not going to rain through. Yeshlomer says, Tosis, the Nehidlo Cheshinim B'Defanos Yavidlu Keva. It is true that the Chachamim agree when it comes to Defanos, you can make the Defanos out of Mechitza Shel Barzel, you can make it Bofen Shel Keva. V'kol Mokom B'Schocha She'ikir Asuka Al Shem Aschach Lo Miskashra Ad Ovidlo Arai. Says Tosfos, Sukkah al Shem Aschach Kruya. Who's he echoing?
Rashi.
Rashi, exactly. Tosfos also says this. Sukkah al Shem Aschach Kruya, that's the Iker of the Sukkah. The Iker of the Sukkah is divine, defined by the Schach. Zogin Tosfos, Efshel Asosa Arai, that's enough by defunus. By Schach, what do you need? Arai Mamish. Schach, since the Iker Sukkah al Shem Aschach it has to be arai mamish. It's not enough that it's roy to be arai. It has to be arai mamish. And if you kover the schach masmerim, if the gishamim can come through, that's not arai mamish. So in the schach, that's going to be possible. By the funas, as long as you make it lower than 20 amas, that it could be a dira sarai, that's okay, even if you made it both on shokeva, even if you made it in mechit shobarza. But say Tosfos, schach is different. The ikas suk al shem aschach kruya, the schach has to be made by ofen shel arai mamish. It's not enough that it's roy to be arai, it has to be arai mamish. Mi'aitam en aminicha l'Reb Zeira, the dorish m'dechsiv esukatia l'tzel, Reb Zeira. Right? Reb Zeira says that taller than 20 is psula because you're not yoshe b'tzel sukkah, right? B'tzel haschach in the karka. To say Tosis, that's only half the pasuk, right? Aksiv nami mizerem umimata. Sukati letzel yoma mechorev lemachsel amisur mizerem umimata. Sounds like the sukkah has to protect from rain. It's a stuck propeller. Reb Zeira holds that maybe you should have to make the sukkah in the way that it protects from rain. Reb Zeira should require that the gesham should come into the sukkah. To say Tosis, no. He agrees that you need arai mamish by schach. The schach has to be made in a way that the geshamim are not going to come in. It needs to be arai mamish, and if the geshamim can't come in, that's keva. So that's going to be possible by the schach. This is Tosis Teretz. That there's a chiddush between the funas and schach. Schach is the ikas sukkah. This halacha, the chiddush according to the chachamim, that as long as it's roy to be a dira sarai, that's sufficient. That's only in the funas. But in schach, you need what? Arai mamish. And if it's fastened, if the schacha fastened with nails so that the ksham can't come through, then it's going to be possible. That's Tosa's answer. What's the simple answer to Tosa's kasha? What do you think? There's a much simpler answer to Tosa's kasha. I'm not sure why Tosa's had to be mechadish. It's tremendous. It's tremendous yisod.
I mean, the Mishnah itself sounds like it's talking about the walls. It's talking about the height of the walls, which are 20.
The Mishnah of Siman Klal B'chag?
No, of Sukkah Shigavu Lamalam Yisrael.
Correct.
About Diras Kevin Diras Arai. So that's, we're talking about the height of the walls. Nothing to do with Sukkah. So it sounds like the Mishnah itself is talking about the wall, that the wall should be a, whether or not the walls are allowed to be a Diras Kevin Diras Arai.
And therefore, and what do you say? According to the Chacham, the Sach should be Arai, it should be Keva,
yeah,
it can be Keva.
Sach should be Arai.
Sach should
then,
be,
yeah,
should be Arai.
Focus, whether or not the walls are allowed to be Diras.
Right, but the question is, why is that true? We're learning Diras Arai and Diras Keva from Psukim, so why should that those Psukim apply only to the Funas, not the Sach? According to the Gemara, you see that Diras Arai being in a Lefila Chachamim is not Ma'akev. Right? It's a din in the Shir, but it's not Ma'akev. So it's not Ma'akev in the Defonos, why should it be Ma'akev in Schach? Comes to us and says, no, Schach is different. Schach is the Ikka Sukkah. Sukkah is the Diras Arai. By Schach, you need Arai Mamish, because that's the Ikka Sukkah. By Defonos, it's a Diras Arai, even if it's not Arai Mamish. As long as it's lower than 20 Amas, that it could be a Diras Arai, that's sufficient. What's the simpler answer to the Kasha? Why is Gesham Masim Kol B'chag? What do you think? Maybe you could attach the schach with masmerim, you could attach it with nails, you could engineer the situation that the gesham are not going to come through, but what? Is that the normal way to do things? Is that the normal way to do things? Do you make your schach in a way that the rain can't come through? It's not so simple to do that, right? Right? Water has this way of getting everywhere. It's very hard to, I mean, unfortunately, we know from the weather recently, very hard to protect from water. So you can engineer it, you can make it much better, but to protect from water, it's very complicated. Most people don't even bother because it's just not going to work, right? Do we really make the sukkah in a way, is it normal to make the sukkah in a way that it prote- that the schach is protected from the rain? That it can't rain? Yes?
But don't we only not make it that way because it's azur? Like if it was mudra, we would potentially be making it that way. It wouldn't potentially be normal.
Why does it have to hit you?
What?
Why does the rain have to hit him for it to be bad? Like simen klola.
It's a simen klola because it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want our mitzvah of sukkah. We don't have to go in from the sukkah. We don't have to go into the house from the sukkah. So what's the simen klola? Sit in the sukkah. What's it? It's great. Doesn't matter if it's raining or not raining. It means that you're not able to sit in the sukkah, right? There's the mashal. Mashal that the Eved tries to serve the master, and the master throws a keton alponav. He doesn't throw the food back in his face. He throws the keton as if to say that I don't want this service. So Sam is asking, but we would have made it ba'ofen keva if it would be kosher. I don't know. I hear. The Pnei Yeshua wants to answer that maybe we follow Ruba da Alma. Ruba da Alma don't make the sukkah ba'ofen shel keva. They make it ba'ofen shel arai. So that's why it's a simen klala. Even though the Fila Chachamim, you could have made it ba'ofen shel keva, but that's not the normal way to do things. Not the normal way to do things. We follow the Ruba Da'alma in the Simen Klal. The Aruch HaShulchan actually formulates the Pnei Yeshua a little bit differently. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, Sam's Kasha is not a Kasha. Aruch HaShulchan says that it's not a function of the Ruba Da'alma of the people. It's a function of Rov Dvorin that you can be Mesakech with. Right? We're normally Mesakech with things that are not so strong. I mean, yeah, planks with nails, those are so that you can engineer the schach in a way that the rain is not going to come through. But most of the things that you're masaking with, twigs and branches, even if you tie them down, even if you, you know, nail them down, they're not gonna be perfect. Right? Branches and leaves and things like that. Baruch HaShulchan says that's the answer to Tosis Kash. That the Mishnah Geshamim is a simen klal b'chag was said on the normal things that you use to misakech the sukkah, and the normal things are not, you know, perfectly cut planks that can fit together in a way that that the geshamim are not gonna get through. So either way you say it, right, either that it's rov dvarim that we're misakech b'hem are gonna let the rain through, or most people will make the sukkah in such a way that the rain can get through. So that's why it's a siman klal b'chad. I saw the Sfasemis, just a couple of minutes before Shir, the Sfasemis writes that maybe the answer is that if you were able to make it ba'ofen shel keva, then the mitzvah should be that you have to make it keva. Right? If you were allowed to make it ba'ofen shel keva, so then you should have to make it ba'ofen shel keva. If you would be able to make the sukkah ba'ofen shel keva, then the mitzvah should require you to make it ba'ofen shel keva. Why should I make the sukkah in such a flimsy way? That's a lack of chashivas for the mitzvah. Right? So if you were able to make it ba'ofen shel keva, then you'd have to be able to make it keva, so that the mitzvah shouldn't be bezuya. The mitzvah should not be bezuya. He says maybe what Tosis is assuming. Maybe why Tosis didn't give the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Pnei Yeshua says let's follow Ruba de Alma. Ruba de Alma, make it aray. So that's why it's a siman klala b'chad. So the Sfasemis says no. Maybe Tosis holds that if keva would be kosher, so the mitzvah would be to make it keva. Because if not, then the mitzvah would be bezuya olav. It must be that you're not supposed to make it keva. You're not supposed to make it keva. I thought I thought Tosis was just assuming. The reason why the Tosis didn't give the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, the Pnei Yeshua's teretz, or Chashuchan's teretz, Tosis was just assuming that we don't follow Ruba d'Alma. Right? Tosis is assuming if you can make it in a way that the rain can come through, so then how can we say so clearly it's a siman klala? It's not always a siman klala. It depends on how it's made. He doesn't follow Ruba d'Alma. The Achronim say, let's follow Ruba d'Alma. Tosis, don't follow Ruba d'Alma. The fact that it's Efsha to be made in such a way that it's not going to come through, how can you call that a siman klala? How can you call it a siman klala? Sfasemis is saying no, that if you could make it ba'ofen shel keva, so then the mitzvah should require that you make it ba'ofen shel keva, because if not, then the mitzvah is bezuya. You're not doing the mitzvah in the most choshev way. So it must be that you're really supposed to make the schach in a way that the rain is not coming through. That's what Tosis is assuming. It must be that you really should make the schach in a way that the rain is not coming through. That the rain is going to be able to come through. So that's why Tosis says, but I don't understand. It's a chachamim hold that you could, even though you're not going to. Let's leave the Sfasemis out. Okay? It's going to confuse the matter. Just say it poshut. The Tosis holds, we don't follow Ruba de Alma. We don't follow Ruba de Alma. Okay, if it's possible to arrange the schach in a way that it's not going to let the rain to come through, so then it shouldn't be a siman klala. So because Tosis is assuming we don't follow the Ruba d'Alma, that's why he has to come on to his big chiddush. The schach is different than the funnus, and schach is the ikar of the sukkah. It has to be aray mamish. It's not enough that it should be roy liosara. What's this halacha? That schach is different than the funnus. Why should this be the case? That aray mamish is necessary. That schach, it's not enough that it's roi li'ol sarai, it has to be aray mamish. L'chora, the poshut pshat is, we know that the chachamim hold you need a dira sarai. Sukkah dira sarai be'im. So, the poshut pshat is that the shem dira sarai is defined differently for the defunus and for the schach. The Chachamim assume that the Shem Dira Sarai for the funnus is defined by what? By Roy Lios Arai. If you make it less than 20 Amos, Roy Lios Arai, so then that's called the Dira Sarai. That's for the funnus. By Schach, we define Dira Sarai differently. Dira Sarai means Arai Mamish. Right? The Shem Dira Sarai is different. It's defined differently for Schach and for the funnus. That's the Poshup Shah. And that's how the Maril learns the Tosfos. If you look at the packet for a moment, the Tshuvas Maril. On page 1, the Tshuvas Maril is bothered with a comment of the Smag. Shol harav reb gumperchacht me'ochiv ma'ari segel al smag usmag. The Smag, okay, let's go back to the Smag. Let's say for mitzvah Skodol. Tanan sukkah she gavol amalam yesim amar psula v'shem gavasar atvachem shem l'sholish l'fanas shechamasim ruvim misivas psula. The smag quotes the Mishnah. The Tanya says the smag chamosak shemiruba machmas chach psula v'lo machmas defanas. Oh, the Tanakama de Rabbi Yoshia chamosam miruba machmas chach. We don't take into account the defanas. We take into account the chach. Zok the smag now. Six words. Umaskinan v'hilchasa sukkah diras arai be'inam. We hold sukkah diras arai be'inam. Adkan. So, fract Rav Gumper Macht, Rav Gumper Chach, in the Maril Chadoshes, says, I don't understand. What's the smag saying? He writes, v'hilchasa sukkah diras arai be'inam. Koshali, the diras arai zeo divrei rova, the mefarish masnisin. That's Rava's pshat in the Chachamim. You quoted to me the Mishnah that Sukkah l'mala me'asimam is psula. So Rava explains l'mala me'asimam is psula according to the Chachamim because diras arai be'inan and it can't be a diras arai l'mala me'asimam. So what's the smag now we're adding? Hilchasa diras arai be'inan. That's not hilchasa. You just said the hilchasa. What are you adding? That's a second statement. Rava explains the Chacham and the Masnisin to be saying that Sukkah Diras Arai Be'in, and Rava Me'achah Besukkah Stesha Shives Yomim Amar Torah Seim Diras Kereshev Diras Arai Ad Chofam etc. Hashda Kosha Zok the Maril Halok Far Kosu Lo Shem Masnisin Sukkah Shigivor Lamal Me'asim Am Psula Em Kein Matzvi Chisu Vilchaz Diras Arai Be'in. What's the smug eating with this last point? So the Maril says, "V'heishiv he answers, 'Mashakasavta matzarach lehilchasa dira sarai beinan tepekli misuka shilamala mechav ledivrei Rava.' Rabbeinu ha'achronim yalfim yahach hilchasa debeinan dira sarai lafuge echad the kovas chach b'masneirim afilu nesarim chusim midale sheyerdu b'beshamim yalfinam mehal. Dira sarai beinan teaches me something else." Not just that the sukkah has to be lower than 20 amas, it also teaches me that you can't attach the schach with masmerim, you can't attach the schach with nails. You can't arrange the schach in a way that the gesham are going to come through. That's the extra halacha that the smag is teaching me, Zok de Mariel. Where does he learn this from? What principle? Dira sarai be'ina? Dira sarai be'ina? The Maril is clearly assuming diras arai be'ina means different things for the schach and for the defanas. For the defanas it means roilios arai. For the schach it means arai mamish. Diras arai is defined differently for schach and for the defanas. Right, that's the Maril. Sukkah diras arai be'ina. Diras arai for the defanas means Roy Leos Arai. Lumat Mechof. That's all it means. It could be made out of Mechitza Shabar. So as long as it's Roy to be a Diras Arai. But for Schach, Diras Arai itself means Arai Mamsh. No Masneirim. Roy Lered Bogasham. That's the Maril. Question, Yaakov.
He's assuming that we already knew we passed him like Rava. Could someone say that that's just quotes the Mishnah? We don't know what Amora is. He's a Maskina. Isn't that Pasha that he's saying we read like Rava?
Does he mention a Machlokas in the Mishnah? He does quote the Mishnah, but he's very selective in the Mishnah.
No, but like, how did we already. Why is he assuming that we already know it's Rava, that this is extreme?
Lamay Nafkimina. You just told me taller than 20 is possible. Do I care about the Tam? What's that hilchasa adding?
Even if we're saying that this is Rava, right?
It's a sefer p'sak halacha, this smag. Yeah,
okay.
You told me what the p'sak halacha is. I mean, if you want to say perish hadavar, okay. But he says v'hilchasa. What's this v'hilchasa adding? It's adding that you have to make the sach in a way that you're not attaching it with nails, that the gesham can come through. That's what it's adding. Frek the svasemes. Yes, Zach.
What do we understand? We can't put nails in it because of Tumah and all those aspects.
Because of what?
Because of Tumah and all those aspects.
No, so that's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. We're not going to get to that now. That's a good kasha. But the simple answer is that the nails are not the schach. The nails are mamid the schach. So what you're raising is that age-old question of whether mamid b'davar makabel Tumah is a problem. So for our purposes now, I'm assuming that mamid b'davar makabel Tumah is not a problem. And in fact, I have a raya from the Gemara, which I alluded to a week ago. What's that? From the Gemara that we just read. Abayis kasha, mechitza shel barzel. If you assume you can make mechitza shel barzel, presumably you're just leaning the sach on top of the mechitza shel barzel. Doesn't that tell you that mamid b'dov makabel tum is okay?
I assume it was a piece of wood separating.
Ah, you're such a brisk machner, but that's not the parsha pshat in the Gemara. Reb Chaim didn't assume like that, by the way. He brings a raya from that Gemara that mamid b'dov makabel tum is kosher. So you are a brisk machner, but not like the briskest. So I don't know. It's like a steer in a bay, but okay, whatever. It's a good point. Well, we'll have to get to it. Mitzvah Shem. But that's not really the sugya here. So even though, yeah, I was sort of itchy to give that sugya now, but you know, I have to control some of your itches. I have to learn the sugya.
No,
well, we'll get to Mama B'Devra Kabbal Tum as the year rolls on.
I'm learning how Leo to teach us this. So I'm saying it'd be an issue because of that issue. Saying Al-Das is side that doesn't Kabbal Tum of the Seder. I'm saying Al-Das the other side.
You should know, by the way, the Chazon Ish happens to hold that even if you'll tell me that Mamid B'Dovah Makabel Tumah is a problem, it could be that nailing down the schach is not a problem. Okay. Because the schach is actually being supported by the walls. The nailing just makes sure it doesn't get blown away. It's not actually being supported by the nails. So nails are actually less of a problem than the Mechitza Shabbat.
I really understand Tumah, though.
But you can continue. Leave it there, okay? Okay, it's good. Mitzvah Hashem, everything in the right time. We'll get to it. There's a big discussion, you're right. There's a big discussion about it. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get to it, B'shek. Frank Nusfas, MS. The schach has to be nailed. The schach can't be nailed down. It has to allow the Gisham to go through. You tell me what? That's based on the old Yisod, the Diras Arai B'inam? So if that's the case, then who should hold that you're allowed to nail down the schach and that the Gisham should be able to come through? Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inam. So why is Gesham Mesiman Klala B'chag according to Rabbi Yehuda? Hear that kasha? That's a kasha. That's a sharp kasha. Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inam. If the whole reason why the Chachamim say that you can't nail down the schach, you have to allow the rain to come through, is Sukkah Diras Sarai Be'inam. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should be able to nail down the schach. The schach, you should be able to arrange the schach in a way that the Gishamim can't come through. So the Mishnah that says that Gishamim is simon called b'chag, it's going on the Kuli Alma. Lefi Rabbanan, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda should say, Gishamim is not simon called b'chag. Diras keva be'inan, I can make the schach as strong as I want to. Just like he holds you can make the sukkah taller than 20 amas, even though you'll have to make it keva. I can make the schach as strong as I want as well. If Diras Arai Be'inan is the reason why I'm not allowed to attach the schach with nails and I have to allow the gesham to come through, so Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, there shouldn't be a problem at all. And yet, gesham is in Makal B'chag is said according to Kulei Yama. What's the answer? Akiva.
So you can still say that you now this guy has to make sure for sure that it's not going to get through. It's still an extra... Who says that just because it's...
But why is it a Simon Klala? He can arrange it. Rabbi Yehuda holds he... It's totally kosher. He can arrange that this gesham is not going to come through. So why is it a simon klal? Pilei ploy. Zok to Birkas Yaakov. The second Birkas Yaakov we have this year. Birkas Yaakov and Simon Beis. A beautiful sefer on Sukkah. He suggests that maybe Rabbi Yehuda will learn that the psul of attaching the schach with masmerim is not because of the Yerusarai. I mean, clearly he's going to have to learn that. Maybe there's another reason why you're not allowed to attach the schach with masmeir, that you have to allow the Gishamim to come through. What's that? It's not that it's a problem with the Shem Dira, but rather it's a problem with the Shem Schach. Meaning, it's not that if your schach is attached with nails, or if the Gisham can't come through, it's a Yerusarai. You can't define your sukkah as a Yerusarai. It's automatically viewed as a diras keva. There's some psul in the shame dira. No, it's much more basic than that. It's that schach can't be nailed down. The shame schach not only applies to the substances that you make, the materials that you make the schach out of, the shame schach also is a function of how it's arranged. Right? The shame schach means that you have to make it out of gedulei karka, out of dvarim shenem mekablim tuma. There are rules in the schach. There are rules in the schach. So maybe not only are there rules in the shame schach in terms of the materials that you have to make the schach out of, maybe there are rules. Part of the shame schach is how the schach is actually put together, how it's laid on the sukkah. Maybe the shame schach is that schach has to be temporary. And everyone agrees with that, because that's the defining feature of schach. It's not a function of diras arai or diras keva. It's not a function of the shame dir bechlal. It's a function of the shame schach. Arai is so fundamental to the shame schach that if you attach it with masmerim, if you attach it with the nails, if you arrange it in such a way that the gesham can't come through, everyone will say, that's not called schach. That's not defined as schach. And that's why it's going to be possible. So even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds sukkah diras keva be'ina, he'll still say that if you attach it with nails, if the gesham can't come through, maybe it's taka pasul, because that's not schach. That's not called schach. So it's not going to be called a sukkah. That could be the answer to this Vas Emes' question. Zach?
So, if the schach is supposed to be the kind of echo part of the sukkah, according to Rashi, he said like the reason the sukkah is called sukkah is because of the schach, then...
What's the shame diras keva?
Right, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda, when he says...
But according to what according to our previous vote, that's beautiful. Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah diras keva bina means the Torah gave it a shame keva. Torah gave it a shame keva. Even though the ikar of the sukkah has to be made arai, schach, right? The schach has to be made in a way that you're not nailing it down. It does allow the gesham to come through. That's not a problem. The key is the sukkah, the Torah gave the sukkah a shem keva. So it's not a problem if you put the two ideas together.
If we interpret, but you know, like the rush, then.
I'm not saying the rush. I'm saying if you interpret, I'm not pinning it just to the rush, but if you say the diras keva, but you know, means that the Torah gives the sukkah shem keva, then it doesn't matter what the substances are. Rabbi Yehuda could agree that the schach has to be made, all right, it has to be made flimsy, because that's what schach is. Schach has to be come from certain materials, and it has to be made in a flimsy way, because if not, that's not called schach. That's called bias. That's called a bias. That's not called a sukkah. It's not called schach. If you look at the Levush for a moment, the third mokor, there in the packet, he says this beferish. Okay? Just to skip to the last line of the Levush. The second to last line. Avalim him mu'uva kim in bias. Right? Smack in the middle of that Levush Malchus. If it's so ma'uva, so thick that the gesham can't come through, he doesn't talk about masmer, but he discusses schach that's so thick that the gesham can't come through. It's possible. Why? Zocher levush. She'ain's a shame sukkah olav elabayis makura. It's not called a sukkah, it's a bayis. What does he not say? What is glaringly missing from the levush? Which phrase? Which words? Diras arai be'ina. Apparently, the Levush is assuming it's not a function of Diras Arai. It's a function of the fact that if you make the schach in such a way that the gesham can't come through, that's not called a sukkah. Not called a sukkah? Why is it not called a sukkah? They were the fun of this. No, the schach defines the sukkah, and part of the definition of schach is that it has to be flimsy. It has to be arranged in such a way that the gesham can't come through. If the gesham can come through, that's not called a sukkah. It's like a bayis makur. It's a tikra. It's not a schach. It's a tikra. It's not a schach. It's not that the problem of masmerim is dira sarai be'ina. It's not a problem in the shame dira. It's a problem in the shame schach. But that's not called schach. So even if you hold that sukkah is a diras keva, the schach still has to be made in a way in which it's not nailed down. The gesham can come through. Because if it's made in a way that the geshamah can come through, or if it's nailed down, that's not called schach. It might be called the diras keva, but that's not called schach, and that's why it's going to be posted.